Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
At the recent UN Security Council briefing on the DPRK and nonproliferation, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, excoriated Russia and the PRC for refusing to condemn the DPRK's latest attempt to launch a satellite into space using ballistic missile technology. The August 23rd launch, though a failure, was another violation of UN Security Council resolutions and another threat to the DPRK's neighbors and the world, Ambassador Thomas-Greenfield said.
The vast majority of council members have affirmed their opposition to the DPRK's unlawful actions and have called for council unity to address them. This should be an issue that unifies us. We have all reaffirmed our commitment to the global nonproliferation regime time and time again. But since the beginning of 2022, this council has failed to live up to its commitments because of China and Russia's obstructionism.
The entire Security Council used to stand up and speak with one voice against the DPRK's unlawful actions, said Ambassador Thomas-Greenfield. But in July, Russian and Chinese officials traveled to Pyongyang for a celebration of the regime's ballistic missile advancements.
The DPRK's nuclear threat is growing, and Russia and China are not living up to their responsibility to maintain international peace and security. Instead, they are celebrating violations of Security Council resolutions and continuing to block Council action.
Ambassador Thomas-Greenfield rejected the disingenuous claims of Russia and China that the United States is acting in a hostile manner toward the DPRK. She noted the U.S. allied military exercises that have taken place this year are routine, lawful, and defensive in nature. She also reiterated that the United States remains committed to diplomacy.
Publicly and privately, at senior levels, we have repeatedly urged the DPRK to engage in dialogue. We have made clear we have no preconditions for engagement and are prepared to discuss any topic of concern, but the DPRK still not responded to our offers.
Ambassador Thomas-Greenfield urged her colleagues on the Security Council to collectively and unequivocally denounce the DPRK's unlawful behavior. Division only empowers the DPRK, she declared. So let us work together once again to confront this pressing threat to international peace and security.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.